Good evening. It's October 13th, and tonight is... I'm not going to play those games anymore.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As usual, it's so nice to see a room filled with gods and goddesses. And I do hope that that is sinking into your consciousness and you're learning to accept that for yourself. Now, we're going to pretend we're in church at the present moment, and I'm going to pretend that it's the Baptist church, and we're going to have a testimonial. The testimonial is going to come from our dear friend, Christine. Christine called me during the week to ask me, discussing a situation that she was having. And I said to her, love it, bless it, release it, and let it go. And you have to love the whole situation, and you have to love the person. So with that, you tell the story.
So I called them on Tuesday, and you told me to love it, bless it, and release them, and I did. And I just, you know, anytime a fear would creep in, I just love them, bless them, release them. And I also said several times, I'm not going to tell you that name anymore. And wasn't really sure what game I was going to play or what.
Doesn't matter.
I ended up meeting with them on Saturday, and these people that have been giving me a hard time for months now, about 4 months, nothing but criticism, just awful, prickly, you know, accusational, threatening, pull their business, etc. They came in. And you know, invited them in. I again really didn't know what I was going to exactly say, but I reminded myself to release them, to let go and let God. And they came in and apologized for the way that they had done it. And they said it had nothing to do with me, that I was, you know, had been fantastic, that their last person, the realtor that they had used, couldn't get them anything for $600,000, and then what I had gotten them, that really just had to do with, you know, their personality and not me at all. And then we came to an agreement about terms. They were smiling, they were loving towards each other. Because they've been kind of intelligent towards each other too. They were like laughing and, oh, and thanked me for not firing them. And then she was like, oh, for firing him. And they were all lovey-dovey and cute. And I was just like amazed at the whole scene. And then they left.
This is the way it works, people. And this is why this month we're talking about, I'm not going to play that game anymore. Christine could have played the game and gotten nastier and nastier. You have to realize that on this plane of action, and what you're seeing, that's what you call reality right now, above that is a complete different type of reality. And you can't get to that reality if you don't love the situation you're in, bless the situation you're in, and release the situation you're in, and start loving the whole thing. That moves you up into a different consciousness. Now this thing that we call God can do something. You see? If you don't love, bless, and release, you can't contact the universe. You cannot do it. Is that for me? Is that God calling?
Yes.
So, and I know it sounds very trite to say to Christine, because people want a great big explanation and so forth. They want some, all, give me the system, give me something. No, all you ever have to do is love, bless, and release the whole thing. Let go and let God. Get yourself out of the way. And it unfolds. You don't know how that happens, but something happened in their minds, you see. As soon as you loved them and blessed them, then they were able to love themselves and to see what horrible people they were. Just saying. Nothing mysterious about this whole thing. You can do it for yourself. Andy, would you pass those out? I told you we were going to do an experiment, and this is one of the experiments we're going to do. And it's all here. You can take this and do it at home, but we'll quickly go over it so that you can see how easy and simple. So when you stop playing the games that you're used to, which you think you're so good at, and real estate is one big game after the other, once you realize that you don't have to do it that way, it opens up a whole new field of possibilities. And that's all we're ever trying to do. There is a possibility out there. And you can always get what you want when you let it go into that field of possibilities and know that the universe is going to take care of it for you. It's going to take care of it for you. How that works, I don't know, but that's not our job to know that. It's our job to know, let me release this. If there is such a thing as God, and we're connected to God, and we're connected to this universe, then let's use it, for goodness sakes. Let's do something about it, okay? All right, let's go over this quickly. If I could shut down the ticker tape that continually runs on the edge of your consciousness, you wouldn't need this experiment. You'd be living in the continual awareness of the sacred buzz, the truth of your ever-expanding good. Ever-expanding good. You have to know that we're always moving from our good to our greater good. We're always moving from glory to greater glory. You have to know that, and this universe is here for you. Most of us instead believe we have to wait. There's no such thing as wait in the mind of God. Everything is there. You don't have to wait for anything. We were taught that as children. Wait till Christmas. Wait till Easter. Wait till this. Wait till that. Wait till your dad comes home. Wait till your mother comes. Jeez. That's all they wait, wait, wait. Or wait till you're older. Do you remember that one? Wait till you're older. I don't know how old they wanted us to be, but that's it. We have to follow the proper steps. The stars have to be lined up. The ball with our lottery number has to be dropped. But it's here now, surrounding us, bathing us in peace, love, and joy. This thing called the universe is bathing us in peace, love, and joy all the time. We've got to get that through our consciousness. You know that we're not alone, that this universe is helping us all the time. This experiment is not about getting anything. It's about letting truth be. To do this experiment properly, you have to let go of your fears. Set aside the enormous notion that reality is frightening or not to your liking. More than a seeking of something, this experiment is akin to a blowtorch blasting away everything that isn't real. You see, and we must do that. We must get rid of all the things that aren't real. We cling to things that we think are real, and they're not real. Okay, so here are the steps. I won't go through them. You people can do this on your own. Go through these steps. And the experiment here for your laboratory research is the question, if there really is an infinite river of life, a force field that provides the blueprint for my life, why am I so often unaware of it? And is it possible that I could hook into it? Absolutely. You must hook into it. You must realize. I think last week I told you, pretend that you're floating down the river and everything you need is in that river and floating by you, and you just have to reach down and take what you want as your total peace floating down the river. And there is everything for you. But we don't float down the river. Most of us go against the current. We're always going against the current. We do this with this thing called God. We want to fight God all the time. We want to think, oh, I know better than God. I know more than God. I know. You have to know that God is absolutely, supremely intelligent. You cannot ever rise to that quality that God is. We keep wanting to, we keep trying to, but let go, let God. I mean, if you have somebody that's that or something that's that intelligent, why would you want to fight it and think, oh, well, my IQ is quite high. I think I can do this myself. I never think I can do anything myself. I never think I can do anything myself. I always say, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know you do, so help me. Meaning, I know God knows. And that's God. Do it for me.
What does FP stand for in there?
Field of possibilities, or field of potentiality. Here's the hypothesis. If I release the resistance to that which is trying to come forth through me, I will get a glimpse, a sampling of what life really is. Okay? Now the approach, okay, field of possibilities, this is your moment of glory. I expect you to show a glimpse of my connection to the field, complete with the awe and the magnitude. I've heard that once it comes, there is no mistaking it. For the next 72 hours, I'm going to be consciously receptive, listening, and trusting that I will catch a glimpse of the river of life. And you can catch that glimpse of the river of life, and you can know. Now, the little story that Christine told. Now, certainly, you know now that this stuff works. So now you can use it constantly instead of playing the old game again and going back or giving a client. As soon as you get resistance from a client, use it down, love them, bless them, and release them. Send them nothing but love, and the situation will turn itself around. It will turn itself around. Yes.
I have to say, I knew it was unstable, but that's what had happened. And it made me so happy, and it made me grateful for the situation that I was in. So,
this
is all true.
So now, don't lose it. Don't say, oh, it was once in 100 times, and the next, you know. Now you have to use it all the time. We've all had aha moments. We've all had these. And we laugh, we forget them. And we start all over again playing the damn game. Don't do that to yourself. Say, oh, I know how. Ooh, thank you. You got a glimpse of the universe. You got a glimpse of God. So now remember that and use that. People think God's hidden somewhere. God is never hidden. Now we have that thing in the Bible which says, no man will see the face of God. This is absolutely true because God doesn't have a face. You know, that is absolutely true. But it doesn't mean God is hiding and God is invisible and God isn't out there working morning, noon, and night for you. Absolutely. God is always seeping through everything. Absolutely seeping through everything. Sit and think that to yourself. God is seeping through everything. God is seeping into my consciousness. Right here and right now, seeping, and then see it, feel it, and God will reveal itself. God isn't hidden. We got that idea somewhere that God hides, or we get the idea that God is playing games. God doesn't play games. We play games. God does not play any game whatsoever. God wants you to have everything. But in order to do that, you must give up the idea that there is some kind of a game going on out there and that you're trying to to figure the game out. Say to yourself, there's no game, and I'm not going to figure it out. This is the way I'm going to handle my life. This is how I am going to do it myself, you see. And you'll be able, you will be able. I have some cards. I haven't hit cards for a long time. All right. Here. Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Religion destroys spirituality. Doctors destroy health. And government destroys freedom. Look around and see if that's not true. See? Know those things. And this is for you, Christy. There comes a point when you know, without doubt, without hesitation, that you cannot go back to your old life. You cannot be who you once were and also have a new life with new riches. You see, we always have to give up the old in order to get the new. And people want to cling to what they already know and what they already have. More will come to you. Just, you know, the more you get rid of stuff, the more you give stuff away, the more comes back to you. That is an absolute, immutable law of the universe. The more you give, the more you'll get. You cannot get rid of anything. You know, I tell people I could get rid of everything I have in my house or my condo. I could get rid of it all. In less than a week, everything would be back. It's not the same stuff, by the way. But the place would be completely filled back up again. How does that happen? I have no idea. I have no idea and I don't care. I just know that it's going to do it. And I allow that to happen, you see? Just allow people. Allow this God to seep into your life, to seep into your consciousness, or the universe, whatever you want to call it. I know so many people get upset with the word God. I never do. It doesn't bother me in the least. So don't let any of that. And don't think it's mysterious and all that. It's not mysterious. God is here to help you. God is here to help you. And God will help you. Because you're one with that power. You're one with that power. And when you align yourself with the qualities and the thoughts of God, things happen. And that's what Christine did. She let go of that other thing. She moved up and everything cleared itself for her. But as long as you're holding on to something, as long as you're on this plane of action, God's not going to help you. I don't care. You can be on your hands and knees all day long. God's not going to help you. You must move up to God consciousness. And you will think that God consciousness is going to come down to your level. God can't function on that level. And God doesn't function on that level. But God functions. And God wants to function for you. But you must move up to God. You see? And you can do that. How do you do that? You say, I'm moving up. Yes, that's all you have. There's no, you know, you don't have to do a novena or whatever. You don't have to go around the rosary. All you have to say, ha-ha, I'm moving up. I'm moving up in consciousness. I'm going to start to accept and realize that all the knowledge that I've been collecting is useful, and I'm going to use it. You see? You have to use this teaching in your life. It's a practical teaching, a very practical teaching. You use it, and it will come right through you and let you do what you wish. You see, I always say God is so polite. God won't argue with you. And the other thing is, God is so different than anybody else, because God will become anything you want it to be. God doesn't care. God doesn't say, oh no, I'm not going to be that. Oh no. Okay, I'll be that. You know, God takes on every form. So use God. Oh, this one is very good. Under all the senseless thoughts and the mad ideas with which you have cluttered up your mind are the thoughts that you thought with God in the beginning. Do you want me to read that again? Under all the senseless thoughts and mad ideas with which you have cluttered up your mind are the thoughts that you thought with God in the beginning. You say, in the beginning. There's a wonderful story, and I don't know where it came from. A little child, they had a new baby in the house, and the little boy, because he must have been old enough to talk, he said, I want to see my little sister, I want to see. And the parents were afraid, you know, to let him alone with the little baby. So finally they agreed, and they left the little kid along with the little baby, and the little kid looked down at the baby and said, how's God? I'm starting to forget. Because the baby is still in communication with God. And then we live on this plane of action, and we start to get conditioned. And we start immediately to forget all about God. Because all these humans are running around telling us what to do and what not to do and this, that, and everything. This holds true, by the way, even if you went to Sunday school and church, because Sunday school and church is not going to get you where you want to go. Ha ha ha. Now, here's another one that is absolutely a wonderful thing to realize, and it is, reality is up for grabs. Reality can be anything you want it to be. It's up for grabs. The only reason why we keep going the way we go, because we're in a collective consciousness, and we think that all this stuff is real because everyone else is seeing the same thing or thinking this same thing. So we form a reality or a mind construct, and we live within that mind construct. But we can make the mind construct and the reality anything we want it to be. Anything we want it to be. So think of that idea. If you're living in a reality of lack of funds, lack of money, of lack and limitation, you're saying, that's a reality. Now, if reality is up for grabs, why don't you pick prosperity and abundance? Why don't you pick that reality? You can pick any reality that you want, people. Any reality that you want. But we think, oh, there's only one reality. There's only one reality. Here, I'll ask you this one. I go to yoga, and on my way home, I see this billboard. And what the billboard says, has the truth set you free? Has the truth set you free? It's from the Bible. What is truth? And has it set anyone free after all these many, many years of hearing that and saying that? Now my next question is, what is the truth? Does anyone know? And if somebody tells you they know the truth, please run from them. Please run from them. They don't know the truth, you know. They probably just escaped from some mental hospital. So, truth and reality are up for grabs. You must make your own reality. You must make your own truth. And it doesn't matter that it's in contradiction to what the world is doing. It does not matter. I had a client today, and she allowed herself to fall for the world and be eaten up by the world, you know. She was totally convinced. And I said to her, well, you mustn't listen to the world, and you must think of something different. She was living from fear because she has a great deal of money to pay back in the millions. And of course, when you say $1 million, immediately people get frightened. Who here could sit and write a check for $1 million without getting nervous? Very few of us would be able to do that. Even if we had the money in the bank to do it, to write out a check for $1 million, try it. You'll start to get nervous because that sounds like a great deal of money. Who does that sound like a great deal of money to? Certainly not to God. Certainly not to God. So, what do you think I said to her? You must love the situation, you must bless the situation, and you must release the situation, and you must... She said, well, I don't know how I'm ever going to do it. I said, no, and you'll never know how you're going to do it. You must turn this over to God. Turn it over to God. Say, and how do you do that? I said to her, you say, I don't know how to do this, and I've been working on it, and I'm just getting nowhere with it. So I'm turning it over to you, God. That's your job. You do it. Works every time. God will listen, and God will do it for you. Go. Late, and then he has the phone on, Andy. Aren't you the hall monitor? So anyway, use this experiment this coming week or 72 hours or whatever. Use these things. You know, this is the first time I think I've ever given you any homework or anything. See if you can't feel this thing. You should, at the end of 72 hours, absolutely feel different and realize, oh, there is a river of life out there. There is this God out there. There is, it's always there. I used to start the class with that little saying, such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. And you are that opportunity, and so am I. This thing called God is always looking for an opportunity to appear to you. We don't give God the opportunity. You see, the young lady today, she wanted to figure out how she could raise millions on her own, and so I said, you can't do it. You can't do it. But let God do it. You see? Let God do it for you. All it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. Life, God, wants an opportunity to appear in your life. Give God the opportunity. You see? That's all you have to do. All you have to do. And everyone wants to work on all this stuff themselves. You can't. You're here to be filled with joy. You're here to be filled with life and joy and fulfillment. You're not here to struggle with these problems, you see. That's not what we're here for. We're here to express this thing that we call God and to allow this God to work in, as, and through us. so we can have a wonderful life, you see. We can have a wonderful life. We're not here to struggle. Where the heck that one came from is absolutely beyond me. Now, it took me years to get over that. I grew up with in a family that all they did was struggle for everything. They thought that was the way the world was, and that's the way life was. Life is not that way. If you're struggling, you're not using God. God does not struggle. Not in the least. God shows no effort whatsoever. God is easy. If you want to know that you're close to God and that things are working in your life, look around and see how easy it is. If you're efforting in any way, you're pushing God away. You see? Human beings effort. Human beings push things. They do all that. There's no pushing with God. God is a... That's all God does. And it's done. There's no pushing. We grow up thinking it's little. We have to push, pull, and shove, and do all that. No, there's none of it. So here again, give that game up. Don't play that game anymore. Make your life easy. Make your life effortless. And know that you're able to do that because there is this thing called God or the universe that is for you. That is always for you. You see? The other thing in life is always to realize not only you're moving from your good to your greater good, which most people forget, you see. They never realize that they're moving. You have to know that. You have to say that to yourself every day. I'm moving from my good to my greater good, so that you're moving forward all the time. You don't get stuck in anything. But you have to do that. You have to say that. And you have to start believing that. That is how this thing called God operates. Use it. Do something with this thing. So take these papers home and see what you can get and make tell yourself this is going to work. You know? You cannot poo-poo any of this stuff. As I said, I've been in here doing this for 30, 35 years, maybe 40, I can't never remember. And each and every day it gets better and better and better for me. It gets easier and easier and easier for me. You know? No effort. Let it come to you. Let go. Let God. Now we hear that all the time, don't we? And that's always so trite too, because anyone that went to any 12-step program, they just yell that out and have banners put up and all that kind of stuff. But most people have no idea what that means. It means let God work in your life. Let God bring things to you. You see? And God will do it. God will do it for you. Easy. Simple. All this stuff is easy. All this stuff is simple. We try to make it complicated. Why do we want to make God or our own life complicated? You know? And does that have, you think, something to do with the ego? Mm-hmm. I would think so. I think the ego gets in there and says, I'm bigger, you know. That's the difference. You know, the ego is the small I am. It's the small I am. Why would you listen to it? Because you have also the big I am. You have the I am that I am inside of you. You can use it any time that you want. But we choose sometimes, most of the time, to use the little I am. Do not use that. Use the big I am. And know that you are one with that big I am, and that you are that big I am. You see? This is how you stop playing the games that you've been playing with yourself, and we all do that. We think we're so smart, we think we're so intelligent, and we set up one game after the other. And the whole world out there is playing. It's just games they're playing. And once you realize that it's just a game, you can start doing something different with your life. You can start doing something different with your life. Don't get hooked in to what the world's doing. It'll suck you in every time. And it, before you know it, you're sucked right into it and you start to believe all that. And there's nothing out there to believe. There's no truth in the world. You know, if you think there's truth in any of that, forget it. If you think there's truth in the news you listen to, there's no truth in any of that news. You can't do it. You see? Do not allow your mind to take that stuff in. You don't have to. You don't have to take any of that stuff in. You can start a new life. And don't play those games anymore. You see? When we all have some game going on. And now it's time to get rid of that game. And it's time, and I've said this many times in, over the years, it's time to start believing that this is absolutely true. You see? You believe all the other stuff, don't you? You believe all this. You know? You think the Catholic Church would be so believable if it didn't have St. Peter's? I mean, you look at that structure, that cathedral. You know, well, God must be here, and these people must know what they're doing. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to build such a beautiful building. It's a building, people. Absolutely gorgeous, and I'm glad they did it. But it has no power whatsoever. It has no power. Don't fall for that. What do you think? That's going to do this, that, or the other thing. Now, I just had a note from a friend of mine who lives in North Carolina, and I couldn't read most of it because the print was too small for me. And it was about the Catholic Church now is going to take on a whole new feeling or whatever they want to call it about homosexuals in the church or gay people in the church. So now what are they going to finally say? Okay, you're acceptable in the church. Why weren't you acceptable last year? Why are you waiting for somebody to tell you that you're acceptable? That an institution is the one to do that for you. Don't listen to those things. All those things are wonderful, and all those institutions. But you'll never get anywhere in those institutions. They have that. It's like the government we talked about last. Everyone wants to go to Washington and change Washington. You cannot do it. Washington will change you. But how many presidents do we have? Well, they're going to do this, this, and this. Their time runs out and they never got anything accomplished. You cannot fuck that system. That's a game that those people are playing, and they know how to play it very well. So get your own game. Know that you're quite all right, that you can govern yourself. With the churches and so forth, know that you can, if you want to use the word worship God, and I'll tell you again about that, God does not need any worship whatsoever. You may need worshiping, but God doesn't need any worshiping. God is completely above all that, people. Well, did you worship God? Well, no, I didn't. You see? Now, if it makes you feel good to do that, please do it. But you're not going to affect God in any way, shape, or form. Most people want to change the mind of God. You cannot change the mind of God. You can change your mind, but you cannot change the mind of God. If we could change the mind of God, this whole universe would be in chaos all the time. And it's an orderly universe, regardless of what's going on. It's an orderly universe. And it's kept orderly by some wisdom, by some intelligence, by some life that I know exists. But I don't know what it is or where it is or any of that. Nor do I have to. I don't have to know all those things. I don't have to know the answers to anything. You see? All I'm concerned with is not playing games and being myself to the best of my ability, so that I can say to somebody, or maybe I would let somebody else say it to me, that I'm authentic. I'm not playing a game. I'm not playing a game. I'm telling you how it is for me. It doesn't have to be that way for you. You can make your own way. But I'm telling you what I find. And I'm always delighted when I can give somebody advice like Christine, and it works. And it worked almost instantly. See, and that's the other thing you have to know. Everything is instant in the mind of God, you see. Remember, everything. All miracles are instant. All that stuff is instant. We think it has to take time. We think all these different things, which are not true. Which are absolutely not true. So, what we are trying to do is give up the games in life that we play. And we see that all the time. On Sunday, I went to see the movie Judge, about a dysfunctional family. You see? They were all playing games. Every one of them was playing games, you see. I won't do this, and he won't. He wasn't nice to me, so I'm not going to be nice to him. That's a game, and you must give that up. Be nice to everybody. Don't kill you to be nice to everybody. Well, I'm not going to be nice to them. They're mean and hateful and nasty. I hear that, you know, especially when I'm in the land of Nod. When I go to the land of Nod, that's, they have it all down. They have every game down, and they have every... No, we don't. They're not nice people. We're not going to be nice. Oh, my. It drives me up a wall. You have to be nice people. Nice to yourself. Nice to everybody. Be nice. Now, that's not so hard to do, is it? You see, you don't even have to believe in God or anything to say, I'm going to be nice to people. And then you start to be nice to people, and other things happen to you. And you start to, oh, wow, look at this. This is unfolding into this. This is unfolding into that. You see? But you have to start somewhere. So start with kindness. And kindness about yourself. Be kind and loving to yourself. And then you can look out and be kind and loving to other people. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. 2,000 years ago, a man appeared on this earth and he said, love your neighbor like yourself. Love your neighbor like yourself. And we've been trying that for 2,000 years. And it works as long as the neighbor's nice. If a nasty neighbor comes in, goes right out the window. Doesn't say your neighbor has to be nice and then you can love them. It says love thy neighbor like thyself, you see. Very, so simple. So easy, all this stuff. Don't make it hard. Don't make it difficult. Watch the movements of your mind. Become a witness to your thinking, or at least an observer. Observe, what am I thinking? What am I doing? Oh, was I mean and nasty to that person? You know. And if so, can I correct it? Can I change my mind? And you can change your mind. It doesn't help you or anybody else to be mean and nasty, does it? It does not help anybody. If we want to change this planet, and we can, by the way, we have to stop playing the games that exist today. And those games started hundreds of years ago, and we're still playing that same game. We could call it the blame game if you want. That's another thing. In the land of Nod, they have to blame everybody and everything for it. They never take the blame themselves. Something else has caused that. Whatever, the weather, the traffic, whatever. No! None of that causes anything. Your thinking causes everything. It's your mind that is doing everything. And it's doing everything to you. So, you have to calm your mind. And you have to have going on inside of you affirmations that are going to help your consciousness. I don't know, some days, every day I wake up with, I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. Some days I have to repeat that constantly. Constantly I have to repeat that to myself. Why? Because I want to convince myself that it is absolutely true. You see, you're the only one that can convince you. You see, people say, oh, they convince. No, no one can convince you of anything. If you're convinced and you think it was the other person doing it, no, you accepted that. And you said, okay, I'll think that way. Don't think that way. Don't accept anything that you don't want. That's the problem with what's going on around the world today. You're letting other people do the thinking. You do the thinking. So anyway, we can change this whole world. And we can change the constructs that we have set up for hundreds of years by realizing that they no longer work, and that there's a much better way to go through life than we're doing at the present moment. And we must know that, we must see that, and we must feel that. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.